Former Toronto outfielder Kevin Kiermaier felt like a rookie again on Friday. After closing out a 12-year big league career last fall by winning a World Series with the Los Angeles Dodgers, Kiermaier was back in Blue Jays colors for the first time since taking on a part-time role with the team. "I'm a special assistant but an outfield specialist," he said. "An outfield whisperer, as I like to call it. I'll just do what is needed." The jovial Kiermaier exchanged hugs and handshakes with old friends and former teammates when he returned to the player development complex ahead of morning workouts. He quickly put on his familiar Blue Jays warm-up gear to hit the practice fields with some of the team's younger players. "He had a fun go and a stopwatch," manager John Schneider said with a smile. "He was all coached up today." Kiermaier was drafted by Tampa Bay with the 931st overall pick in 2010 and spent parts of 10 seasons with the Rays before joining Toronto in 2023. He returned to the Blue Jays last year and was dealt to the Dodgers at the trade deadline. Kiermaier played in 4 postseason games last year, providing some backup depth as Los Angeles rolled to a World Series crown. He had announced his retirement plans in July. "I thought I was going to cry like a baby at some point, but that never happened," he said. "But this is the best ride and the best journey I could have asked for." A 4-time Gold Glove winner known for his speed, range and defensive wizardry, Kiermaier checked in with Toronto's front office after getting some interest from other clubs for similar roles. "The Blue Jays wanted me more than anybody," he said. "You want to go where you're wanted and you're appreciated, and that's why I'm here today." Kiermaier has always enjoyed the coaching component of the game and helping young players on their journey. He worked with student athletes at the University of Tampa each offseason throughout his playing career. In the big leagues, he enjoyed the mentorship opportunities and providing young players with advice when asked. "I always lived vicariously through a lot of my teammates over the years," he said. "When guys had that coming out party or that breakout season, I love watching guys have success." Tampa Bay Rays manager Kevin Cash's eyes lit up when he was asked about Kiermaier at an MLB Media Day session later Friday in Bradenton, Florida. "I think he's the best defensive center fielder that I've ever watched play," Cash said. "He would change the game defensively with his legs, with his jumps, with his legs and instincts. He would help any outfielder just because he's been there, done that, and he's very much self-made." Kiermaier will work with players on the main roster along with youngsters from the minor league camp. "To bring him back is awesome," Schneider said. "When you're looking at outfield development and information to be shared, I don't think there's anyone better in the past 10 years or so than him." Blue Jays general manager Ross Atkins echoed his skipper's thoughts. "He was such an elite outfielder, base runner and player," he said. "The way that he goes about his preparation, he has shared that in the game and he wants to continue to share that. We believe in that influence and believe in that potential to certainly impact our outfielders, but also, well beyond that." Still a physical specimen, the 34-year-old Kiermaier looks like he'd have no issue providing some all-world defense in a game setting. But he said the time is right for a new chapter. "I played like my hair was on fire and played all out," he said. "I took the bumps and bruises along the way. But it gave me the best life I could ever ask for." This report by the Canadian Press was first published February 14, 2025.